at today's date. It's February 2nd, 2016, time 4 p.m. My name is Trooper Mike Washington with Louisiana State Police, and we'll be interviewing Security Director Kevin Moore. Is that right, Kevin?
Yes, sir.
Okay, we have Sergeant Preston Savoy, who will be sitting in and participating with the interview. Ms. Moore, like we stated, we're currently conducting a criminal investigation involving several parties, and O'Neill Darden is one, because it's dealing with some bonus monies that were paid to O'Neill. And but we received a complaint from the Gaming Commission, just so you'll know. And I don't know, I think the original complaint came from somewhere on the tribal side, but we've been investigating this thing for probably the last couple weeks. So we just want to know, I know it's a close-knit family. I know you're one of the directors here, and I don't know if you sit in or privy to certain information sitting in at meetings, but it involves not just O'Neill, but several more persons here of upper management. And so we just want you to be truthful and honest and tell us if you know anything about the bonus situation.
Okay.
You can go ahead.
What would you like to know?
No, I'm just saying, are you familiar? Did you hear anything about O'Neill possibly receiving bonus money?
I overheard a conversation with him and Jack Darden. I think it was an employee meeting. It's an all-employee meeting in Rocks. Mm. I was standing there, O'Neill and Jack were talking.
You remember when that was?
It was in December. Probably mid-December or late December.
Okay.
They were and O'Neill was up there. And him and Jack were talking about bonuses. And Jack asked him, too bad you can't get one. He's like, well, I'm getting one. And Jack's like, what you mean you're getting one? He said, well, the council approved me to get one. Mm. And that was pretty much it. He said he was getting a bonus from here.
Mm. And from here?
Yeah. And I didn't participate in the conversation. I was just standing around, overheard it. Mm-hmm. And we had a director party that Patron gave to us in Tsunami. Mm-hmm. It was probably a week before Christmas. Mm-hmm. And O'Neill was there too, and he was talking about that he did get a bonus. He told that to me personally.
This was a week before Christmas?
Yeah, about a week before Christmas.
He said he did receive a bonus?
He said he did. He was going to receive a bonus. He hadn't distributed any of them yet. Well, I hadn't gotten one yet. Mm-hmm. But he said he was getting one.
Well, how did that conversation develop? In talking about bonuses?
Well, it was the party, and everybody was under the impression that we were getting them that night, because previous year when we got bonuses, they were given to us at a party. Mm-hmm. So that night, during the course of the night, it was a few hours and nobody got anything. So people started talking and asking, did y'all get bonuses and stuff? And O'Neill approached me and asked me, did you get your bonus? I'm like, no, I didn't get one yet. I said, you get yours? He said, no, but I'm getting one. I'm like, well, that's good, you know, but.
Did you think anything was wrong with that? I mean, I know he's.
I found it kind of strange that he's not working here anymore and was gonna be a part of getting bonuses. I mean, he's been gone 6 months. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I don't know how all that works. If I wouldn't think he'd be eligible to get one. Personally, I wouldn't think, you know? Okay. I mean, if he was going to get one, they should have did that before he left working here. They were going to include him in part of it, but kind of strange 6 months later, then you get one.
Did he say how much?
No, he didn't discuss the amount.
Okay, yeah.
And then the conversation he had with Jack, he didn't discuss an amount. It's just that he was going to get one. And the one with Jack, like I said, he said council approved that. And as far as bonuses, I got mine probably 3 days after that party. Probably mm-hmm. the Tuesday, was a Friday, so probably.
It was a check or a direct deposit for your bonus?
It was a check. Okay. It was a check.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing, they gave us a copy of the bonus list. And how much was your bonus?
Mine, before taxes, was $10,000.
Okay, yeah.
After taxes, it was 6,000 something.
I noticed it's I guess there's a formula, but I know some people got double that, and depending on the, you know, and more. So I was just wondering, is that?
I don't know the breakdown, but in times past, I guess they have different criteria from what you get. Normally, it's supposed to be 10%.
Yeah, of your income.
Of your income. That's what they discussed in previous meetings and stuff. It would be about 10% of your income.
Yeah, I think, I know some may have, one or two exceptions may have gotten more than that.
I wouldn't doubt it. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't doubt it.
But you fell within the 10%.
Yeah, I got maybe, mine was like $300 more than 10%. Wait, what?
Yeah.
It was right at 10%.
Okay.
But I know in years past, I've heard of other people getting more, other people getting less.
Did you know how much Anthony Patron got?
No, I'm not sure. I didn't even know he was on the thing to get one as far as this portion.
Who, Anthony?
Yeah.
Okay, so you didn't hear anything indirectly?
Mm-hmm. No.
Okay, yeah, they, Sarge, you got anything?
Any other conversation after that, after all the bonuses were out? You know, some people might have been happy and not so happy, or...
Talked to a couple of people that wasn't happy. I talked to Hotel Tom, and he said his wasn't 10%. And Table Games guy, Kevin Ryan, he says he didn't think his was 10%. But he didn't know if it was because he wasn't here that long.
I was at Kevin Ryan. I don't think he was here long enough. I don't know when he started, but I know he, I don't know if he may have been here a year.
Yeah.
Or a little less.
And those same two guys, the way they did it, Patron called us up to the office, I guess. He called me up individually, and Hotel Tom said he did the same, and Kevin said he did the same. Mm. And kind of did like a verbal evaluation with him and told me, what mine was, and the conversation with them was pretty much similar. But like Hotel Tom was kind of upset about his because it wasn't what he was thinking it was going to be, I guess.
Yeah. Well, he's a director, so it.
Yeah.
It's 10%.
That was my understanding. We had meetings before. We had director meetings before, and that was mentioned that it would be.
That 10%. Sounds about right. I think that's what I remember seeing in the, some of the documents.
Yeah.
10%. Like I say, some people got less, some got more.
Yeah.
10. You know, so I guess it depends on who, you know, maybe he's got some standard, but.
I didn't know what the, I knew the criteria for lower levels for our managers, supervisors, and employees. Mm-hmm. As far as the other ones.
Okay. Any other information? Any other instances of? I know y'all work on the tribal side. I don't know if you do anything with the tribal council, attend meetings, or.
No, I don't go to any of that. Well, you probably, can, but I don't go to them. I live in New Iberia.
You're in Iberia now.
Yeah.
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 Okay. Anything else?
That's it as far as I knew. Unless y'all got any questions that.
Yeah.
Would jog my memory or something, but as far as bonuses concerning O'Neill, I know those two conversations there, and as far as any other directors.
Do you know what bonus Jack received? What bonus amount?
No.
Jack Dart?
No.
Any other directors?
As far as.
I know you knew Tom, Hotel Tom.
Yeah, Tom. Tom told me it was about $2,000 less than what he was expecting it to be. So he didn't tell me what he got and what he said he was $2,000 less than what he was expecting to be. And Kevin didn't mention a dollar amount.
I mean, unless he had some write-ups. Because if you got write-ups, I think they reduce it or you don't qualify.
It depends. I mean, as far as the lower level employees, if you got certain write-ups, you don't get anything, you know?
I don't know if that applies to directors.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, in terms of disciplines.
The only list of criteria that I've seen was for manager and below of what the criteria was, as far as anything written.
Anything. What did he tell you?
In the meeting?
Anthony told you. You said he called you guys up individually? Yeah. And what, he just counseled you?
It wasn't anything negative. I mean, the only thing he says to me, and I'm not that type of guy, he wants me to be more vocal and stuff, and I'm the type of guy, you ask me something, I tell you. Other than that, I don't have anything, you know? Like in meetings and stuff, he wants me to bring, that's the only negative thing I could see that he told me.
What meetings are you privy to? All reconstruction meetings or any of that, or?
Any meetings that I go to?
That they allow you to attend.
With who?
With Patron.
Patron, I got a meeting with him every other Monday. I meet with him, Tara. It's supposed to be the surveillance guy, but we don't have one now, and Matt Richard. That's every other Monday, and we have a director meeting every other Wednesday.
And I'm pretty much just discussing security and the ongoings and
don't really talk about it. It's just general information. The one we meet, meeting with Tara and stuff, is just basically what we do on our Tuesday meeting, go over stuff like that with him, let him know what's going on. And the Wednesday director meeting is just a general thing of, he may have a little agenda that he goes over, and he'll go around the room and ask if anybody got anything.
Do you have any input as far as security staff or budget, you know, if you need additional hires, who decides all that? Like if y'all need to hire X amount of people, how many people you need on your staff?
It would be me. If I needed additional people, I would have to go to him and he'd either approve it or disapprove it. Yeah.
We flip through and got through everything.
But other than that, not really too much contact with him on my side.
Is that by choice?
No, it's just, I mean, he's more of a marketing type guy, I guess. I'm assuming he doesn't really, I guess security surveillance is not his cup of tea, I would see.
You didn't have any discussions with anybody else regarding with when he was making that comment that he was getting a bonus? I know it probably struck you as odd that, you know, it's not.
Yeah, it was odd, but no.
Did he say how who approved it, or did he say anything?
The only thing that I heard when he said who approved it was when he was talking with Jack. He said the council approved it, because Jack was kind of like taken aback. And he's like, yeah, I'm getting one, council approved it. And Jack was like, well, okay, good for you, you know. And then Jack and I, I don't think we talked about it. Mm-hmm. Basically, me standing by and I heard it, you know. And like I said, that when we was eating in Tsunami, that's when he told me that he was getting one.
Okay, and did you talk to him after the bonuses were issued?
O'Neill?
Yeah. Did he say he received it?
No. Oh, okay. Never talked to him about him receiving it. Okay.
So you haven't seen him since the bonus were issued?
Yeah, I talked to him several times.
Y'all just never talked about it?
Never talked about bonus or anything. No, let me take that back. He did call me one time and asked if we got it. He called me on the phone and asked if we got our bonuses yet.
That was, when was this?
That was probably...
After the bonus were issued, or?
I didn't get one yet, so it was... I mean, I don't know who he gave to first, how he did it, or who got them or whatnot. But mine was like, it was either Monday or that Tuesday after that, after we had dinner in Tsunami. It was like all the directors, anybody that took it, it was basically a Christmas party.
And this was before it was passed out in rocks to everybody else?
What's that?
Y'all got your bonus. Directors got received bonuses before everybody else in that bonus meeting.
All the staff level employees got all theirs first.
They got theirs first?
Yeah. That's what we was doing the meetings for. Was they had a little...
Yeah, determining who?
General meeting there, and then we passed out bonus. There was already made and everything. We just had envelopes we passed out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was for...
So it was all employees at that meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He had two meetings, that one right there, the one where I heard that conversation, that was for just frontline employees and supervisors. Then he had another one, I think the following day, for managers, where they passed out bonus checks to managers. And then
we were assuming we was going to get ours. It was that Friday. Those meetings were like, I think it was Wednesday, Thursday. Then we had that Christmas party Friday where we assumed we was going to get ours, but we didn't get anything. Mm-hmm. And then that following week, I think it was either Monday or Tuesday, that he called me up there, and that's when I got mine.
Okay. So did O'Neill appear to be on both occasions? I know you overheard him, and then he told you directly. Did you take him to be serious, or was it, it wasn't in a joking way, or how did you feel whenever y'all, when he said it?
Oh no, I mean, I can never take O'Neill. Sometimes he jokes, sometimes he don't, but yeah. He said it twice, so.
Yeah, you didn't figure he was.
Figured he would get one. Yeah, I didn't say anything to him, but I was like, man, you know, that's kind of, it's kind of strange that he would get one, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, I'm sure he's familiar with the tribal ordinances and, you know, being a council member.
Yeah.
And all of that. I'm sure there's certain restrictions that comes with that.
I mean, me personally, looking like that would be a conflict. And yeah. I mean, I don't know how all that works. I'm sure there's certain criteria and everything you got to follow.
Mm. Yeah.
And me just thinking, I mean, even if the other council approve it, I don't, it just doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
To me.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, they would be in violation of their own policies and ordinances and
all. I'm saying,
if they did approve it, you know. Yeah, but according to, from what I've read, I mean, unless there's some modifications of the, you know, but, well, that's all we, I don't know if you got anything else. We just wanted to get you in here, and we appreciate the information, because I think it may help the, it may seem small, but a lot of that stuff is what really, it helps us out in terms of investigating.
Right.
Because we got to determine intent and certain things if there is a crime. And some of those things, are helpful. So they may not have seemed important at the time, or you didn't even think nothing of it. But
so I'm assuming he got one. Yeah. You know.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
And it's confidential. That's.
Yeah. This is a confidential investigation. This. So what we discuss in here, we're gonna ask that you don't discuss it with anyone else.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Because I mean, we got the okay to suspend certifications if we hear, you know, somebody's trying to, and you can be charged, you know, with a crime if you're out here impeding, telling people what. Yeah, yeah, I know you. I mean, I've been working with you for a long time, but
I mean, if there's anything to be discussed, it'd be discussed with the two guys.
Because this has been going on for a couple of weeks now, and I know probably the little cat's out of the bag because everybody's been coming up here, so. And everybody had
an eye. If you tell them the same thing about their badge and stuff, they'd be crazy enough to talk about it. And like I said, I ain't heard nothing about it.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good because it keeps the integrity of the investigation. Because everybody's talking, snipping little pieces and twisting things here and there.
Yeah.
By the time it's all diluted, and that means that could potentially slant it one way or another.
Right.
And at the same time, if anybody challenges you and asks you anything or order you to say anything, you just let us know.
Yeah, the GM or anybody of that.
Okay.
The further it goes along, the little hotter it gets. Everybody gets a little antsy.
Right.
Yeah.
But.
No, if anybody asks me anything about it, I'll make sure you guys know.
Yeah, because we know a lot of information, but we can't release. You know what I'm saying? We're still, it's ongoing, but we're trying not to give up till we have to give a little bit to get, you know, get the response, but. But we don't. But it's a lot more going on, too. So, so just keep that in mind. But we appreciate it, and we can go ahead and officially end it. February 2nd, 2016, time about 4:20 p.m.